You're listening to the Sexy Vampire Teeth Podcast.
Welcome to the Sexy Vampire Teeth Podcast. This is a quick bite. We're here to talk to Matt. Say hi, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
I knew you would. I knew you would disappoint me. You never, never disappoint me. So we just want to introduce the hosts back to the audience. We're going to do a little bit of a soft reboot like we talked about this year. We're going to have a different kind of theme, as well as the same kind of episodes that you know and love. But I thought it would be a good opportunity to start the year off, really, with just a introduction to ourselves and how we met and what got us into horror in the first place. I mean, me and Matt have been friends for how many years now?
Oh.
We were 16? No, we were younger than that when we met. We were like
14. So it's like 95, right?
Yeah, I mean, almost 30 years.
Yeah.
I think 29 years we've been friends for.
Well, I mean, it's funny because, you know, we went to the same school for a little bit, like elementary school, at least kindergarten. And then, you know, our moms knew each other. Our families go back a generation or two, to be honest with you, but we never really like knew that we knew each other until that track meet before high school, or that we were both joining the track team, and over the summer there was like a meetup, like hey, you know, come on over, see what running really slow is like. I remember the first time we were running, we were like, so is this what it's like in the races? And they were like, no, you fucking idiot, like, you're just jogging right now.
We definitely I mean, at least I could speak for myself, I'm pretty sure I could do the same for you, took track because I feel like it was like the easiest sport. There's no coordination. Like, I didn't have to worry about that. I just don't run real fast. It was better than going to gym. I think we joined the sport to not do gym. So it's like one less period. Now, granted, we didn't start high school yet. This is right before high school. And that's where we met, this like orientation. But we didn't run the first time we actually met up to hang out and run.
Yeah, because they were like, oh, you know, before the school year starts, you should start like practicing and, you know, maybe meet up with other people on the team. Like, do a nice early morning run, you know. It was like, all right, fuck it. So, you know, I walk up the street to your house, and we started jogging down the street. And I think we literally got to the end of that street, and we were like, yo, this sucks. Do you want to just go home and play video games?
Because, you know, we asked each other to like meet up and run because we weren't really sure if the other person was serious about it or not.
It was like the funny twist on Netflix and chill. It's like, oh, I didn't know if you actually wanted to watch the movie or not.
Yeah, thanks for associating us with that. What was funny about it too was that, you know, I had we lived in the same neighborhood. We were able to walk to each other's houses within like a minute, right? And there's a deli right next to where your old house was. And that was a deli I went into all the time, the neighborhood deli. Went there constantly. And I would always see your house because I had this cool treehouse. And then when I found out you lived there, I'm like, oh, shit, he's in the treehouse. And it was right around the corner from where I lived. And I still live right here. And now I actually run that street all the time for real.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, after the first year of high school, I had moved down to Florida, and we were, you know, we kept in touch. I think I came up to visit you a couple of times.
In the beginning, yeah.
But then after I was done with school, I moved back up to Pennsylvania area, is where we started hanging out as like adults. And
yeah, because there was a large gap between like when you left and then when you know, we actually hung out again on the regular. You only really came up once or twice in the beginning. And that was like years went by without really seeing each
from
other.
From 96 to like 2010. It's like we would catch like maybe a phone call once a year or something. Like you
would. Yeah, that was it. Yeah. Yeah. That's how it is, right? And but yeah, once we started hanging out again, when you were in Pennsylvania, it really just fell right into place. Like there was no time gap, you know. It wasn't like awkward, which I was like worried about because I was like driving all the way over to see you, and I'm like, oh man, this is far. If I'm I gotta sleep there, obviously. And what if it's weird? Where am I gonna go? but no, man, we fell right back into it. And Yeah, it's been like that ever
I
since.
just remembered the first thing we did when we hung out again. We went to like a fucking Applebee's.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. No, and I was like, hey, so do you drink? And you're like, I do, in fact.
Have a
So
problem.
you want to get fucked up?
You know what's funny is it mirrored our original meetup
Yeah.
because it's like we were too embarrassed to tell each other. I just want to stay inside and get fucked up. Is that all right with you?
Let's do the same shit now with alcohol.
Instead of doing like the bullshit, like half a run, we did the bullshit go to Applebee's and like get like
Yeah.
pizza flingers or whatever. I'm like, let's just
Defeat
like fucking drink, play video
us.
games. Yeah. This is starting to sound like a romance novel, by the way. We got to turn it down a little bit and talk about your love for horror movies.
Yeah, let's shift gears. But yeah, I mean, I grew up on horror for as long as I can remember. It was just it was a thing in my household. My father and brother are both really into it, and it was always like, there were certain things where I don't remember like ever not having seen Jaws or Freddy Krueger
Yeah.
or Nightmare on Elm Street, or Friday the 13th. It was on in the house a lot. I was scared of some of it at first, but some of it was also like the equivalent of when they had the Infinity Saga, how you had all of these superheroes is, we would look at Freddy Krueger and Michael Myers and Leatherface and Jason Voorhees as like these character these bigger than life characters.
Yeah.
And yeah. And
Make up stories about them and all that kind of stuff. I remember that being a huge part of my like grade school life, these
yeah, for
characters.
sure.
Yeah.
And there were certain movies that they were like kept me away from, like The Exorcist, and I don't think I actually saw Texas Chainsaw Massacre when I was young. I guess they were like, yeah, you're not gonna see
Yeah.
that. But until I was like maybe like 12 or 13 is when I started watching like R-rated movies. But then I had like shifted into like during the 90s, like we had a lot of different genres of movies kind of roll out, and I was into all of it, because you had things like the found footage stuff. You had ghost movies. You had like the Scream kind of clones. You had all of these different genres, and I kept up with all of them because I was like, yeah, this is a great genre of
Yeah.
movie. I got really into. I started watching a lot of zombie movies, like right before it became like zombie mania, where like everything was zombies, and it became like a pop culture thing. I like that a lot. But yeah, then about 5 years ago, I started reading Lovecraft, H.P. Lovecraft stuff, and I always knew of his work, and I thought I had a general idea of like these things of like cosmic horror and weird fiction. Once I started actually reading the work, I feel like it opened me up to a lot of other material in that like scope of like weird fiction and different authors and material. And I listen to a lot of like horror podcasts now and things like that. Actually participate in a horror podcast. That's the Sexy Vampire Teeth podcast. Yeah.
Tell us about it. Plug it.
Yeah. You've heard? Oh, you've heard of it. Yeah, so it really all just kind of ties into what I love about horror, is that like that the concept that there's still mystery out there and still like being scared. It's rare now that anything actually like freaks me out or scares me. I always anticipate that it's gonna like when I any of the movies that were coming up that we had watched this like this year, for example, like before I watched Talk to Me, I was anticipating, I was like, oh, I'm gonna like this, but it's gonna freak me out and like whatever. But that hasn't really happened to me as much as it used to. And I kind of missed that, to where it was like when I watched like Blair Witch or The Grudge or The Ring and things like that, like it freaked me out for a minute. Like it like after the movie was over for like a
Yeah.
week or so, like I'd be like, ugh, like freaked out. They haven't hit that note, but when it does happen again, like something really gets your attention that way, it's really exciting. I like that feeling of being artificially terrified,
It's like a roller coaster.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, do you have a favorite thing about horror movies? Like, if you had to give an answer.
That's a good question. I mean, it's a lot of different things. I think I really like the world building. I like movies with rules or alternative realities where it's kind of like, oh, okay, so in this universe, this is a thing. Or, okay, so this monster, this goes back to like, Dracula and the Wolfman and all of these like historical horror icons. our childhood with like Gremlins to any of the newer movies. And I'm just like, oh, okay, so these are the rules of this universe. I like that. I do like, the simplicity of a good slasher. I don't like when it's too generic. It has to have like a compelling character or some kind of mystery element to it for me.
Well, you're going to hate this year then.
Yeah, what, a lot of slashers? Oh, I thought you meant like coming out this year. No, yeah, it's like, no, Matt, we're doing a year of slasher movies. So, no, I think this will help me develop in my appreciation for how it developed and how it came to be. Separate from just like the story of the movies, I just really like Halloween is my favorite holiday. So,
I know. I know.
And so just like people like watching Christmas movies around Christmas. I don't know why I was like around what's that holiday again? No. Yeah, if people watch Christmas movies around Christmas, for me, when I watch Halloween movies or horror movies around Halloween, it just like really gets me in like a very cool spirit, this kind of like surreal kind of vibe that I love. I love really well done special effects, because I can appreciate both the work that went into it and the feeling of like, how the fuck did they do that? Shit. I mean, really, I've just loved movies in general, as long as I can remember. I think the best movies are the things that make you feel something, excited, happy, sad, whatever. I like the experience. But I think horror for me, it's really one of the easiest things to trigger in people. It's a lot easier, I think, to scare somebody than it is to make them feel happy or sad or whatever. So that's, it's really tapping into that kind of primal aspect of fear in general. And maybe just easier for me to be scared by movie, but yeah. So I'd say, in summary, I have seven favorite things. That's my one favorite thing, Joe.
I think that that's a good point to make. I always kind of hear like the two hardest things to do in a movie or really any media, right? Is like make you laugh or scare you. It's easy to tug at your heartstrings. A lot of things could do that. There's some, pretty like basic things to go to the well for to make you upset, or make you happy or whatever. Same thing. But yeah, scaring someone is difficult because everybody's a little different. To find that universal scare, and there's a few movies out there that do that really well. That's definitely an art form. So I appreciate that a lot about horror movies as well.
People like to be scared, but it's not something you would associate with a pleasant feeling. Like you think about like when if there's kids, if you've ever been in a house with like a kid, like my little cousin or something, like we would like run, I'd go around the house to a different angle and jump out and scare her, and she would like scream terrified and then start giggling and run around, and I would like do it again. And it was like this kind of, it's exciting in a way when it's done in a safe way, which is why I think, I don't actually want to be in a situation that I find most of these characters in horror movies in. It's fun seeing it happen to them.
Yeah, the safety of a screen is always, makes it a lot easier to enjoy it. Yeah, I mean, I do definitely want to talk a lot more about what makes being scared, why we're attracted to that so much. Not even just us, obviously, in the podcast, just people in general. That's definitely something I want to hit on as we go through the year too.
Yeah, it's really awesome being a part of this, and I'm glad so many people enjoy listening to it, because it's I like talking about it, and I'm really excited to see where this year takes us.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. And we hope that you enjoy hearing Matt because you'll be hearing so much of Matt this year.
Too
So,
much.
yeah,
Far
exactly.
too much.
Yeah. But yeah, we're
I have a
excited.
tendency to interrupt.
I was like, I'm gonna make
Yeah,
I was like, this guy's gonna make me repeat myself again, but now I gotta leave that. That's pretty good.
I
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this year and what we have in store. I know the hosts are as well, or my fellow co-hosts and friends are looking forward to it as well. So yeah, we'll see you back here next week with a new episode. We're going to be starting some great stuff coming in the beginning of February with some slashers from the 80s, and we're going to be exploring a lot of those kind of movies this year, as well as some other things that came out around that same time that was extremely popular, and we'll talk about why. So thank you very much for listening, and have a good fucking night.
Good night.
Hey guys, if you like what you're hearing, please subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple iTunes, and wherever you listen to podcasts. You could also follow us on social media. We're on Instagram at the Sexy Vampire Teeth Podcast. There you can find upcoming announcements on the show, new horror news, and original artwork. And if you have comments, questions, or just things to say about the show, we'd love to hear it at joe@sexyvampireteeth.com. If you make us laugh or piss us off, we're likely to read it on the air. So be sure to follow us for updates on the show and tune in every Monday night for a new episode. And thank you guys for listening.
You've been listening to the Sexy Vampire Teeth podcast.